the title on their program is, it was shorter than my title because it wouldn't have fit on the program. There you see there, what did Yahweh do for man that the law could not do? I think it's sufficient what it says in your program, what the law could not do. As we'll find out as we go through this message, I chose as my leading scripture Romans chapter 8, mainly the first verse, but number of lines down, we'll find out some things that are different. In reading this, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Messiah Yahshua, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yahshua hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, Yahweh sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Okay. I want to take a look at the first verse because commentators have made numerous restrictions on this. You'll see the second half of verse 8, which reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Messiah Yahshua. And I underscored, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The reason I underline this is because in any good interlinear Bibles, you'll find that this underlined words are omitted. Scribes perhaps put it there to try to clarify it, but too many times what they try to do makes it more confusing. Okay. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yahshua Messiah. So if we remove that second half of verse 1 away, the rest of the verse, verses 1 through 3, read as we read before. So there's no difficulty. But I think if we take a look at this verse, where we read again with that phrase in there, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit, and we see it also appears in verse 4. I underscored them both to show that, as I mentioned before, in verse 1, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit, it really does not appear in manuscripts, while it does appear in verse 4. And the part appearing in verse 4 is in the manuscript. Okay. So when we take a look at this first verse again, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in the Spirit, which are in Messiah Yahshua. If we try to simulate what the copiers or the copyist did, try to figure out why they put something in there, we should do, as always, do what the people from Berea use. Going to Acts chapter 17, verses 10 to 11, we read there. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. So you can see what the Bereans did, which tells that we should do the same. If we do not understand something, if we don't have any physical help, we should do some studying of the scriptures. Going back to verse 1. Now what I want to do is to take a look at this verse. The first word that sticks out, there's a few words that stick out, namely the first one, condemnation. condemnation is from the Greek katakarima. That's my guess. But we get the idea, if we take a look at the concordances to determine exactly what that word, when it's translated, means, and it means punishment. Punishment. We can take a look at this again. There is therefore now no punishment for them which are in Messiah Yahshua. I know we experience punishment all the time. But if you think about this, there is no punishment to them which are in Messiah Yahshua. My main idea of this, choosing this verse, is the phrase at the end, they're in Messiah Yahshua. We'll take a few minutes to go through to determine what that phrase means. What does it mean, which are in Messiah Yahshua? And as we take a look at many scriptures, we'll find out quite emphatically exactly what that means. But now, if there's no punishment for those that are in Messiah Yahshua, no punishment, we cannot get the full implication of what that word means until we look at our end time, our own end time. There's no punishment for those who, if we might want to rephrase this, there's no punishment for those who are in Messiah Yahshua, who abide in Yahshua, who remain true to Yahshua to the end. The condemnation here means the punishment one will receive at the end of our own time and be judged, whether we are judged to life or judged to death. Okay. There, what I did with this, showing the first two verses, I crossed out the phrase that should not be there. And reading again, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Messiah Yahshua, for the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yahshua hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Here, if we take a look at these two verses together, talking about the law of sin and death, the reason the scriptures were, or the commandments were put forth, is for us to abide by them and try not to break the law, because we are not possible. We cannot remain guilt-free. But the law of sin and death, they're talking about the second death. Because the law condemns man, but the law, as it speaks, the Spirit of life, Messiah Yahshua, exactly gives us the ability to visualize and place in our minds exactly what has been given to us if we abide in the truth. Yahshua himself also may note or refer to the idea of condemnation in John 5, verse 24, where we read, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." So if we abide by the truth and remain true to Yahshua, remain true to Yahweh, and then we shall not receive the end result of those who do not remain true, and that is eternal punishment, eternal separation from Yahweh, or visualized as eternal death, but it will be passed unto life. What I want to do is to take a look now at a number of scriptures. As I mentioned at the beginning, the phrase from chapter 8, verse 1 of Romans talks about referring to those who are in the Messiah Yahshua. How can we, by our living, show that we are in Yahshua? In other words, the phrase, we have to somehow picture, unless we are told more exactly what it means, we have to picture in mind what does it mean to us to be in the Messiah Yahshua. And when we look at these characteristics, we'll find out later on by Scripture that it means the same as abide in Yahshua. So the first example I want to give is a characteristic of one, pointing to us, if you want to point to somebody, that we are firstly to believe on his name. And we go to Scripture to find that, namely 1 John chapter 3, the first part of verse 23. And we read there in 1 John 3:23, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Yahshua Messiah. Do we believe? How can I say it emphatically? We better believe. A second characteristic of those who are in the Messiah Yahshua. The second, believe that we are redeemed by his blood. Well, what did we do night before last? We better believe that. And to talk about that, we can go to Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. There we read, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to Yahweh by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. So his blood, as we read right here, his blood has redeemed us to Yahweh. I thought about taking each of these characteristics and expanding upon those, but I think that's more of an article because it would take a long time to really get the idea. But I think each of these characteristics that I'll be going through should be easy to understand. But I'm not going to more scriptures to expand upon them. Okay, a next characteristic of those who are in Messiah Yahshua, number 3, we read, believe that we are made partakers of his spirit. Partakers of his spirit. Certainly, our prayer is that his spirit indwell in us. Does that mean partakers? Well, let's take a look at Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Now, if any man have not the spirit of the Messiah, he is none of his. So we pray that his spirit be in us. And chapter 8, verse 9 of Romans, the second half of that verse reads again, now if any man have not the spirit of the Messiah, he is none of his. Well, that would be a rather shock if we even consider what might happen if we do not have his spirit indwelling in us, because here this verse tells us that if it is not, then we are not his. We are not his. Number 4, of those who are in the Messiah Yahshua, we read, believe we have the mind that was in him. Believe that we have the mind that is in him. To get that, an idea of what that means and a verse to verify it, that we take Romans chapter 8, verse 6. We read there, for to be carnally minded is death. Second death. Carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Spiritually minded life is life and peace. So it's very important that we have his spirit indwelling in us. Another characteristic of those who are in Messiah Yahshua, number 5, we read there, believe we will not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Well, that goes back to the verse that I started with, where it doesn't appear in verse 1, but in verse 4. We can just go back to verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. And now it's speaking about us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. After the flesh, if we walk, we'll end up with eternal damnation, eternal separation. But if we walk after the Spirit, it's life and peace. Another characteristic of those who are in the Messiah, Yahshua, number 6. Believe we yield our members as instruments of righteousness. Believe we yield our members. In other words, everything that we have as instruments of righteousness. We can go to Romans chapter 6, verse 13, where we read there, Romans 6, 13, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto Yahweh as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto Yahweh. It cannot be overemphasized that everything we do should be for and to Yahweh. Number 7, as a characteristic for those who are in Messiah Yahshua, reads, believe that we are justified by being doers of the law. By being doers of the law, we can go to Romans chapter 2, verse 13. There we read, for not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Too many times we read the difference between hearers and doers. Really, when you go back and look at some other scriptures where, if I can paraphrase, imagine some book of Revelations where it speaks to those who have ears, let them hear. And that goes with other senses also. We should emphasize in our own minds and hearts to act according to what this scripture says, to be doers of the law, for then we are justified in our actions. Number 8. There we read, for those who are in Messiah Yahshua, we must believe that we have access to Yahweh's grace because of our faith. To find out more about that, Romans chapter 5, first two verses. Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. There we read, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with Yahweh through our Master Yahshua Messiah, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of Yahweh. We stand in this grace. This is undeserved favor. It's hard to believe that Yahweh provides that overwhelming satisfaction of grace if we can remember to abide by his rules, that we stand, as it says here, that we stand within the grace that he offers. Number 9. As you see, the print is getting smaller and smaller. Those, referring to again, those who are in Messiah Yahshua. Number 9, believe that the Messiah is a sphere of safety for all who have identified, who are identified with him by faith. We started out by the first one, that we believe in his name, and we have this number 9 identifying that we should, by our faith, identify with him, with Yahshua. Going to 2nd Thessalonians 3, verse 3, there we read, but the Master is faithful, who will establish you and keep you from evil. So here with the, going back, where it talks about the Messiah being the sphere of all safety. That means north, south, east, west, forward, backward, upside down, he is there to provide safety. But of course, we have to do some abiding ourselves in following the rules that he has, or that Yahweh has established in his commandments, in order to experience the safety that is guaranteed through Yahshua. as we look at some other scriptures, we recognize that life, you might say physical life, started out with Adam being created. And because of what occurred in the Garden of Eden, mankind became condemned because of that action. But as we have experienced the past few days, this time of the year, that believing in Yahshua and having faith that there's really no condemnation, that's something we can look forward to. And we know that we must, because we are human and our actions do not always satisfy Yahweh, that we will experience hardships and trials and temptations. I'm not surprised, but Elder Fisher started out with one of the scriptures in John chapter 15. I said, oh no. But my path is a little bit different than the path that was taken there. Going to the book of John, chapter 15. I'm taking from the King James, where it says there, John 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. So this speaks of Yahshua. He is the true vine. He also, in verse 5 of John 15, the first part, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Just like the olive tree, and also the truth that the Gentiles can also be part of the tree of life, but they have to follow, as we do, certain rules and regulations. Now, reading here that we are the branches, let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. What are we to do if we are the branches? In other words, what actions should we show forth? Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of Yahweh. As I mentioned before, whatever we do, we have to show our faith in Yahweh and show all praise and honor and glory to Him. At the very last phrase there, it says, do all to the glory of Yahweh. Another scripture, going back in John 15, verse 8, what happens if we do show glory? Herein is my Father glorified. In other words, that's what Yahshua is saying, and setting forth those words to man to read. Herein is my Father glorified, how that we bear much fruit, that we bear much fruit by our actions. Going back, John 15, verse 2. We read there, if a person who is part of this tree, a branch, we read here, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So just as people who were part of this tree can be removed, and this is what it might feel. In other words, there you see a branch being falling to the ground. This is what we do not want to be, one that is pruned away because of our faithlessness. We read there in John 15, verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Ye can do nothing. The key word here, as I mentioned earlier, is the second line there, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. So if Yahshua abides in us and we abide in him, then we have the capabilities of bringing forth much fruit. And he says here also, if he is not with us, we can do nothing. We can do nothing. So that key word there is the word abide. And Yahshua tells what happens to those that branches also, in a different verse, of John chapter 15, verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gathered them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And they are burned. Same thing with the picture that we saw before. They are cast aside and burnt. And this is a picture we do not want to symbolize what happens to us. Okay. But basically, what does it mean by abiding in Yahshua? The word abide in the King James Version, New Testament, is the Greek meno, Strong's 3305 or 06, which means to stay. How many of you had a pet dog? If you gave him a command, stay, sometimes just a motion, the dog will stop and sit. So that can symbolize to stay. What does it mean to stay? The dog will stay in the same place until he receives another command to go. I've often wondered, I've seen numerous television, not commercials, but infomercials, where a handler will symbolize or say for the dog to stay, and the guy walks away, and the dog just sits there and sits there and sits there. So that's basically what the word abide implies toward. We should stay in that position. We should stay in that state. We should stay in that relationship that we have experienced with Yahweh and Yahshua, i.e., never leave. Never leave. Back to John chapter 15, verse 4. Here we read, abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. So one cannot be emphasized enough of what it really means or should mean to us in that word abide. What our actions totally, day in, day out, should be pointed towards Yahweh and Yahshua. Going back to the verse we started with, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Messiah Yahshua. So I gave nine. I'm sure there's many more, such as if we love Yahshua, he tells us to keep his commandments. There are many other characteristics of a follower that I could put down there to represent someone who is abiding in Yahshua. And basically, just take a look at the list again and try to picture in your mind as we scan down this list, can I put a yes there? We better put a yes, emphatically and wholeheartedly. Do we believe in his name? Yes. Do we believe we are redeemed by his blood? Yes. Do we believe we are partakers of his spirit? Yes. Do we believe we have the mind that was in him? Yes. Do we believe we will not walk after the flesh but after the spirit? Yes. Do we believe that we are members, we yield as instruments of righteousness unto Yahweh? Yes. Do we believe we are justified by being doers of the law? Yes. Do we believe we have access to Yahweh's grace because of our faith? Yes. Do we believe that the Messiah is a sphere of safety for all who are identified with him by faith? Yes to all. Hallelujah.